Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Dalet, and we are 13 lines from the top of daf Kuf Dalet Omer Aleph Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Miriam bas Sara Rivka, Shifra Miriam bas Avigail Dvorah, Dov ben Devorah Miral and Yehuda Tzvi ben Rivka. Today's daf being learned as a schos v'yecheskel shuag ben Miral, and today's daf being learned l'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibodah l'chayim toivin Ramoshe Chayim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Havdalah. Sokta Gemara Gufa. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Shaya, Hapoiches, when somebody makes Havdalah, it's not enough for him to simply state that he's being mavdol between Shabbos and the Sheshes Yemei Hamasa. Rather, it's lekatchila for him to add additional havdolos. Meaning, we find this concept of havdolah in Yiddishkeit. And when a person makes havdolah, even though essentially what he's doing is being mavdol between Shabbos and Chol, but he's supposed to add in his nusach, additional havdalos. How many? So Rabbi Loza said in the name of Rabbi Shaya, if you want to be a poiches, meaning you want to get off with the bare minimum, that's fine. But lo yifchos mishalosh, you can't have less than three havdalos. And if somebody wants to add lo yosef al sheva, you shouldn't have more than seven. So the minimum is three, and the maximum is seven. Feit gemara, that's so meisavei. Oimer havdalos b'moitzoy shabbosos ubemoitzoy yomim toifin ubemoitzoy yom kippur. We make havdalah matzah Shabbos. We make havdalah matzah yontif. We make havdalah a matzah yom kippur ubemoitzoy Shabbos liyontif. You also make havdalah when you go from Shabbos to Yontif. Meaning, if the Matzoy Shabbos is also Yontif, you make Havdalah. You leave out the Besamim, but you make Havdalah. Ubematzoy Yontif l'chol shamoid. Additionally, from Yontif to Chol HaMoed, you also make Havdalah. Avol says the Brayis, lo ubematzoy Yontif l'Shabbos. However, from Matzoy Yontif to Shabbos, that you don't do. So if you go from Shabbos to Yontif, then you make Havdalah. If you go from Yontif to Shabbos, then you don't. And the reason is, because you only make Havdalah when you go into a lesser Kedusha. But when you go to a higher level of Kedusha, then you don't make Havdalah. Continues the Bryson. This is the part that we need. Harogo Oimer Harbi. If somebody knows how to say and add additional Havdalahs, he should. How many? Harbe. Vishaene Rogo. And if someone is not a Rogo, Oimer Achas, then he should only say one. What do you see from here? In the Bryce, it's Mavur, that if you want, you only can say one Havdalah. You don't have to be Mavdol more than one. One is going to be okay, which is not like Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Shaya, who said, Apoiches lo yivcheis mishalish. So Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Shaya, Amar Yerom said that you have to have at least three Havdalahs. Here we have a Mefurish of Bryce, so that says, Harogol oimer harbe, but v'sheinei rogol, someone that's not a rogol is oimer achas. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, he really, it's a machloikis Tanoi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Benon shol kedoshin oimer. Benon shol kedoshim said, achas. When he would make Havdalah, he would only make one Havdalah. However, the minig is to say three. Says the Gemara, my new Benon Shal Kedoshim. Who is Benon Shal Kedoshim? Meaning that was a person. Who was it? Rav Menachem Bar Simoi. By my Korle Benon Shal Kedoshim. Why was he called Benon Shal Kedoshim? To lo yestakul betzura so de zuzah. Because he had a chumrah, he wouldn't look at money. He wouldn't look at the tzura, anyways, that's etched into money. Says the Gemara, Shalach le Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. Rav Shmuel Bar Idi sent the following message, Chananya achi oimer achas, that my brother Chananya only says one, v'les hilchus akavase, however the Halacha is not like him, and in fact, when we make Havdalah, we're Mavdol ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisrael L'amin, and then we say ben Yom Hashvi L'sheshes Yemei Hamasa, but we saw in yesterday's daf, that's not a fourth Havdalah, that's just Me'ein HaChasima, or Me'ein HaPsicha, but the point is that the Halacha is not to make one Havdalah, rather the Halacha is to make three Havdalahs. Tosfos, on the top of the Yomid, says that what's the pshat in this idea of Hapoiches lo yifchos mishalosh, v'hamoisif lo yosef al sheva. So Tosfos says, Mestama oy gimel oy zayin tiknu keneged shum dover. It must be symbolic. Meaning, there must be some remez over here. Stam to say, Hapoiches lo yifchos mi gimel, v'hamoisif lo yosef al zayin. It must be merumis to something. And Tosfos says, I'll explain it to you in a mashal. Kidamina bahat chelas. Menachis daf lamed tes amen aleph lo yivchais mi zayim kineged zayin rokiim v'amoyf lo yosef al yod gimel kineged zayin rokiim v'shisha avir. So the context over there are the chulyos that we have in our tzitzis. And how many chulyos are you supposed to have? So the Gemara says you can't have less than 7. You can't have more than 13. Where does 7 and 13 come in? 7 is kineged the zayin rokiim. Yud Gimel is connected to Zion Rekiim and the 6 spaces that are between the Zion Rekiim. Whatever the symbolism is and whatever that has to do with tzitzis. But the point is, says Tosfos, if you have an halacha related to Havdalah, that Apoiches Leivchis Misholish, Vamoisef LeYosef Al Sheva, it must be that it's because there's a significance to the number 3 and there's a significance to the number 7, and being that it corresponds to something, it's important that we stell tzu to whatever that remez is. Meaning, if you're going to do more than 7, you're going to do 8, so you're going to be missing out on whatever that 7 is. The place says, I don't know what that 7 is. It's mistama something. But the point is that just like you find in Perakat Chelis related to tzitzis, there's a concept of 7 or 13 based on there being a methodology to 7 and a methodology to 13. If there's a number 3 and 7, it must be 3 is mechuvin to something, and 7 is mechuvin to something as well. The Chasam Sofer asks an interesting ha'ara. We'll just mention the ha'ara, and that is that you find different places in halacha where you do a certain number of something, it's mechuvin to something, meaning there's a methodology to the number, it's symbolic of something, it's because of Shum Dover, to quote L'shoyne Azov Shal Tosfos, but at the same time, if you want to add to it, you're allowed to add to it. And the Chasam Sofer gave 3 examples. Number 1, how many aliyahs are there on Shabbos during Kriyas HaTorah? 7. And there's a reason that it's 7. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, it's connected to Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech, the Shiva Sasorisim that I mentioned in the beginning of the Megillah. So there's a reason that we do 7. Yet at the same time, if you want to make Kosafis, that's okay, right? You can be moisif more than 7, different minhagim. But the point is, if you want to, you can. Why are you allowed to? If there's a svar of 7, you want to be mechavin keneged the sheva roye pnei hamelech, then you shouldn't be able to add. Says the Chasam Sofer. Still, you see, even though there's a svar to 7, there's no halacha that amar below yosef. If you want to be moisif, that's something that you're allowed to do. Another example he says is that regarding the psukim that we say malchias, zechroinus, and shofres. So the rishonim say that the reason we do it is, the Gemara says the reason we do it is it's keneged asarim amoros shenivra oivim. The Mishnah novice that the world was created by asarim amoros, and keneged asarim amoros we have 10 psukim. Yet the Rosh says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, if you want to be moisef, you can be moisef. You need to have at least 10. But if you want to be moisef on the 10, you can be moisef on the 10. And then he gives another example. He says every woman lights candles Friday night. How many candles? 2. Why 2? One keneged zachar, one keneged shomer. It's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Taf lamed gimel lamed beis. The Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came out of the Ma'aruf, and then he saw he was very disturbed with oilam kim and hagli hoilich. He couldn't understand. He just came from living 12 years of this elevated life, and he sees people that literally they're in the mud from his perspective. He couldn't understand how people could be literally wasting a life with mundane things. And then he saw there was an old man. He was running, and he was holding 2 adasim. And he said, Rabbi, he says, where are you running? So he says, I have to get home for Shabbos. He says, why are you holding Adasim? He says, because I'm bringing them to my wife. I'm bringing them to the house to cover Shabbos. He said, what do you have 2 for? He said, one keneged Zachar and one keneged Shamar. And Shulchan Aruch has brought down the Vilna Gaon and says, this is the Makar. Why? The Rasha says it right there in Shabbos Lama Gimel. That's why we light 2 candles. So keneged Zachar, keneged Shamar. Yet the minig is women with children, they add more than 2 candles. You can be Moisef. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's L'chayret Tzarech Ian Gadol. That's his Lashon. Why it is that in our Suyu Psach and Daf Kuf Dalam and Aleph, you find this concept of Hamoisif Lo Yosef. And Tais Shtel Su Gemar and Perkat Chelos Mesach Tis Menachas regarding the Chulius of the Tzitzis. You can't have more than 13. Why not? Because there's a number to 13. Yet says Chasam Sofer, I gave you 3 examples. The 7 Aliyahs that are connected to the Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech, the 10 Psukkas and Malchus of Chayin Shofers, which is connected to Asar Mamorish and Nivra Oivim, and then the 2 candles that you light Friday night, which are connected to Zachar Vishamar. Yet you find if somebody wants to be Moisif, he could be. He says a shtickel of svara, ayin shom. There's another chasam sofer from the Gemara that we just learned that seems to be so deep. But he says that what's the pshat that the Gemara says that really you're supposed to make 3 havdalos or 7 havdalos, but the minig of benon shel kedoshim was to only say achas. The Gemara said who was benon shel kedoshim? It was Rabbi Menachem Rab Simoi. He was benon shel kedoshim and he only made 1 havdalah. Chasam Sofer says that the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis said, "Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hamavdul Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Zuhi Havdolasa Yisrael Rav Yehuda Anasi." Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi used to also be mavdol, only with one havdalah. It wasn't three, and it wasn't seven. It was only one. Not coincidentally, says the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was also a Kaddish. So he says, Vaistois, the Kedoshim would make one Havdalah. Hamavdu bin Kedosh Lecha. And there was no rule of Toiches lo Yifchais, Vamarba lo Yarba. See, he says, Venira, and again, this is above my pay grade, but the Pshat is, he says, to us mortals, we see the world, there's different levels of Kedusha, and there's this Havdalah, and there's that havdalah, omnam tzadikim halalu, rabbeinu hakadosh ubenon shel kedoshim, sheniskatshu betachlis hakedusha, loy omru ela hamavdol min kodesh l'chayil, ubazek far nichlal hakayil. By saying the words hamavdol min kodesh l'chayil, it was nichlal in that. It was nichlal in that. All the havdalahs in the world, and that was some. That was dafka these tzadikim that they reached the spitz madrega of kedusha, and the whole world was kodesh and chayil. What do you have to start mentioning this havdalah and that havdalah? Once you mavdol ben kodesh and chayil, you already tapped in. You already addressed everything. Very deep. For another day. Zok de gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hamavdol. When someone makes havdalah, tzarech sheyomer me'ein havdalah samuris b'tar. So we mentioned there's an idea of a peiches lo yifchois mishalich v'amoysef lo yosef al sheva. Okay, so does that mean I could just sit down and write a list of what I deem to be havdalahs and make sure that I mention at least three and not more than seven? So Rabbi Shulman Levi said, no, you have to mention havdalahs that I mentioned in the Torah. Great Gemar Meisvei, that you say havdalahs say another brisa that addresses havdalah. Hamavdu ben kodesh l'chayil, ben or l'chayshech, Ben Yisrael la'amim, uben yoy mashvi l'sheshes yemei ha'maisas. If you're counting, that's four. So up until now, we're familiar with the nusach. Ben tomei l'tahar, that's five. Ben ayam l'cherava, between the sea and the dry land, is six. Ben mayim el'yoynim l'mayim ha'tachtoynim, that's seven. Ben koyhanim l'levim v'yisraelim, that's eight. Okay, the chloisim b'say de bereshes. And then what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to sign off b'say de bereshes. What's the nusach of Seder Bereshis? So the Rashbam says that at the end of Havdalah, so we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chayil. But the first time of this price, it says, the way it's supposed to be Messiah is Baruch Seder Bereshis. So what does that mean? The Rashbam says the Eibishter created the world the first week. And then, Matzoi Shabbos, Hischel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sader Maisa Bereshis. So you have to know exactly what that means. But week two was when the world started running. And as a result, it would be a befitting bracha, Matzoi Shabbos, to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Soi De Bereshis. Vacher Moimim, also known as Reb Meir, when he said Torah in the name of his Rebbe, Elisha Bar Avuha, Tosfos and Soita, Daf Yonah Manalo, says he was referred to as Achim. Vacher Moimim, Be Yotze Bereshis. That the right nusach would be to say Yotze Bereshis. What's pshat in Yotze Bereshis? Because Hashem created the world on Yom Rishon, and essentially Matzoi Shabbos is Yom Rishon, albeit the next week, but it's Yotze Bereshis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chosem Mekadesh Yisrael. No, the way he's supposed to sign off is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael. Okay, what's the kasha then? Miso. Now, if Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Gerech, that when you say, make Havdalah, so three, seven, whatever the number is going to be, but you have to make sure that it's Me'in Havdalah Yisamuris B'Torah, HaBein Ayam L'Charav Alei Ksiva. How can you mention Ben Ayam L'Charav? There's no pasuk anywhere in the Torah that says that Hashem was Mavdol between the Yam and between the Charav. The pasuk says yikavu amayim, but you don't find the concept of havdalah between the yam and the charavo. So the Gemara says sami mikan bein ayam lecharavo. Well, you're right. Take out bein ayam lecharavo. But the Gemara says that's a problem. You know what? Because if that's the case, bein yom hashvili l'sheis mei ma'isa nami mechasimahu. We know, based on yesterday's daf, that when the Brisa mentioned ben yom hashvili l'sheis mei ma'isa, that's not really part of the cheshbon. Right, when we make Havdalah, we make four. Really, we're supposed to be making three. So we throw in Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Mei HaMasa as part of the Tzur of a Bracha. Because it's Me'in the Chasimah, so that's why we say it. So Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Mei HaMasa is also not there. Now, when we went through the Braisa, we counted. What was the number? It was eight. If you're going to take out Ben Ayom L'Charov, Asami Mikam, because that's the wrong gear, so you're down to seven. If you take out Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Mei HaMasa, you're going to be left with six. I thought there's a halacha of three or seven. So, or at the very least, it's supposed to be seven. So where do you have your seven? So the Gemara says, Amri Kehanim Levim the Yisraelim Trei Milininu. When we counted, we had Kehanim Levim Yisraelim as one. As if the Havdalah was, you have the Yidin, and then within Klal Yisrael, there's the Havdalah. You have the Levim and the Kehanim. But the Gemara says, really, it's two separate Havdalahs. How do I know that? The Pasuk Be'isa, Hi Hivdal Hashem, Shevet Levi, Ben HaKehanim. Fine. That Hashem separated Shevet Levi. Okay, that's the Avdala between the Yisrael and the Levim. Began with Levim, that's another Pasik, and this Pasik's tucked away. Divrei Ayomim Aleph Perik Chav Gimel, Pasik Yud Gimel. The Pasik says, B'nei Amram, Aharon U'Moshe, and then it says, "Vayibodel Aharon laHakdishay Kodesh Kadoshim." So there was a havdalah of the Levim mitoich bnei Yisrael, and then there was a havdalah of the Kohanim mitoich haLevim. All the Kohanim came from Shevet Levi. So really, when the Kohanim were set aside, they were being separated from the rest of their Shevet. So you have two havdalahs. You have the havdalah of the Levim from the Yisraelim, and then you have the havdalah of the Kohanim from the Levim. Either way, if you do the math, you're going to end up with seven, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi's statement stands, and that is HaMavdol Tzorech Sheyoymer Me'en Havdalos HaMuris B'Torah. It's not enough to just make up havdalos, but it has to be havdalos that are mentioned in the Torah. L'may Nafkimina, so for example, Bein Hayom L'Charava, even though it sounds nice, it's poetic, but at the same time, it doesn't work, because in the Torah, you don't find such a havdalah, and as a result, it doesn't count. Zok Gemara, Mechtem Maichasim. Okay, when you sign off and you finish havdalah, so how are you supposed to finish havdalah? So we've been discussing, for the most part, up until now, the havdalahs. Bnon Shal Kedoshim, Rabbeinu HaKadosh made one havdalah, Avdu Min Kodesh L'Chol, it's all included in Avdu Min Kodesh L'Chol, said the Chassam Sofer. Poiches Lo Yivches Min Gimel, Van Moisef Lo Yosef Azayin. That's as it relates to the core of the Havdalah. We spoke a little bit about the Hakdama to the Havdalah. The Hakdama is all Simon and Milsi, Hine Kel Yeshuasi, six times, because you need to be take the Hamshacha of the Mekor HaBracha, that Shabbos, and spread it to the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa, the Shevet Yehuda, the Lubliner Rebbe, said over in the name of Rab Tzadik HaKoy. But now the Gemara wants to know, how about the Chesima? Now the truth is, the Gemara mentioned in the last Braisa, very quickly, three opinions. How are you supposed to sign off when you make Havdalah? The Tanakhama said, V'choysim b'sei debereshes, which the Rashbam says, Baruch ato Hashem soy debereshes, Acherim oimrim yoytze bereshes, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Mekadosh Yisrael. Stating that, Amiram revisited it, and they said, Rav Amma Mekadosh Yisrael. The way you're supposed to say is Mekadosh Yisrael, which was the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Gemara. Shmuel HaMashmuel said, Hamavdol ben Kodesh Lecha. No, what you're supposed to do is, Hamavdol ben Kodesh Lecha. Zok the Gemara, Layit alo Abaya. Abaya cursed. The Itaim Rabbi Yosef. Some say it was Rabbi Yosef that cursed. Yosef was the Rebbe, Abaya was the Talmud. So either it was Abaya or it was Rabbi Yosef. Ahadir Rav, if someone follows Rav. So Abaya, Vitaim Rabbi Yosef, were very disappointed if somebody was going to do what Rav said. Rav said, Mekadesh Yisrael, and he said, if somebody follows Mekadesh Yisrael, that's a bad thing. We'll get back to that later. Tana B'Shemed Rabbi Shuvah ben Chananya, in the name of Rabbi Shuvah ben Chananya, it said, Kolachoyse Mekadesh Yisrael, Amad Mekadesh Yisrael. If somebody does both, if somebody does Rav and Shmuel, he says Mekadesh Yisrael and Amad Mekadesh Yisrael, Marichin Lo Yom HaVishnoiseh. It's actually a school of Arichas Yom. But the Gemara says, V'les Hilchas HaKavaseh. We don't pass him that way. Tav Toises Kuvdalim and Beis says, L'fisha in Choismen B'shtayim, because it actually doesn't comply and conform with Hilchas Brachas. And Hilchas Brachas, when you sign off a bracha, you're only supposed to sign off with one thing. There's no apoiches lo yivchais v'amoysef lo yosef. It's one thing. There, everybody agrees. It has to be one thing. And if you're going to say Mekadesh Yisrael and Amadu Mekadesh Yisrael, that's two separate ideas. And because it's two separate ideas, it doesn't work. So Zokti Gemara on this note, Ula ikla l'pumpadisa, Ula was once a pumpadisa. Amale Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yitzchak Berei. So Rav Yehuda, the great Rav Yehuda, told his son Rav Yitzchak, Gzil amti le kalkala de peri. Have an idea. Go bring Ula a basket of fruit. Now, he didn't really think that Ula needed fruit, and he wasn't looking necessarily to bring Ula fruit, but rather he wanted his son Rav Yitzchak to have an opportunity to spend some time by Ula. So he was looking for a good tachbula, a good strategy. So he said, bring him a little bit of fruit, wink, wink. And when you're there, v'chazi hechi avdo. Observe the way he makes havdalah. I mean, Hilchas Havdalah is clearly a lot more complicated than we thought. I mean, it's not hard gemaras, but a lot of different nuances and subtleties and opinions and sharfkeit, liet if you do it this way, and marichin l'yom v'shnoisev if you do it that way. So he told him, let's go, just, you know, take a look and see what's tutzachdak. The gemara says, azal shadu le'labayit. So instead of Rabbi Yitzchak going by himself, he made a shliach, and his shliach was Abaya. He was Abaya, and Abaya came to Ula, amale, heichi yomar, meaning when Abaya came back, so Rabbi Yitzchak asked Abaya, what did it tell me? So tell me a little bit about, I have to go back and tell my father. So he said, what was Ula's Avdala? Amalei, so he told him, this is what he said, Baruch ato Hashem, alikeinu melech olam, hamavdo ben kodesh l'cha. Amar v'sulay. That was it. That was the ganza Avdala. It was a very short Havdalah, not a Rebbe's Havdalah, not what he was expecting. But this was the whole Havdalah. Baruch ato Hashem, alakeinu melech olam, amavdu mekodesh l'chol. Right. So the Gemara says, also the Kamid Avua. So he came back to his father. So Rabbi Yehuda asked this on Nu, so what was Ula's Avdala? So Amalei says, listen, I have to be honest with you, Tata. Anoloi Azli. I didn't go myself. Shadarti Labaya. Instead, I sent Abaya. But Amalei, and he told me that what Ula said was, Hamavdul bin Koydush Lacha. That was what he said. Amalei. So Rabbi Yehuda turned to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, and he told him, Rav Rav Sanuse Demar, Visoruse Demar, Gormalei Lemar, Tuleitema Shmaite Mipume. He said, the Gaifa of Mar. It's interesting that a father's calling his son Mar. Mar means Rebbe. Abaya always referred to Rav and Shas as Mar. So he said, but it was the Gaifa of Mar. Sounds like he was giving him Musa, but at the same time, he referred to him as Rebbe. He was giving him coffee, gave him a patch. But at the same time, he did it in a nice way. So he told him, Mar, yeah, Bista Rebbe, you're very chashiv, you're oimid for gedula. But at the same time, this was a shtickle gaifa. You shouldn't have done that, and you lost out because of this. So, well, what did I lose? He said, because of this, loitema shmeite ben pume. Because of this, people aren't going to say over halachas in your name. So what does this mean? So the Rashbam says, "Tolaytigma shmeite mipume derav Yitzchak ela mipume da'abai." His father told him that because of this, in history, it's going to go down as if Abaya was the one that said over this halacha and not you. V'amrinam biyavamis daf tzadik zayin kol talmud chacham sho'imid varshmu mipiv sif soysav doive vayis bekever. He said it could have been your halacha. It could have been Amar of Yitzchak. But Rav Yehuda, Amarula, the way he's supposed to make Avdolas, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alikeinu Melech Olam, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Hachol. And instead of being your halacha, it's going to be Abaye's halacha. And what did you lose out? You lost that on Sif Sois of David Vais Bekever. So I saw Rabbi Yashiv in the Ha'aris, here on the Gemara, it says, Mevur Mikan Chiddush. You see from here a tremendous Chiddush. That if somebody says over halacha in somebody else's name, Sif Sois of David Vais Bekever, not only of the Baal HaShmua, but even of the shliach, even of the in-between, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, it's not only Rav's Sif Sofsayim that are Doiv Vayis Bekever, but it's Rav Yehuda's as well that's Doiv Vayis Bekever. As I said before in the Gemara. Because Mamanav Shach, this wasn't Abaye's halacha, it wasn't Rav Yitzchak's halacha. This was Ula's halacha. So why is he losing Yas of Sof Doiv Vayis Bekever? So the Rashbam said, Rabbi Yashin, that it's Muchach from this Rashbam, that must be the point. Mavur Kan Chiddush. So it's interesting because not so long ago we spoke at a raid bite about Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever, the Hakdama from the Panim Eiros. The Panim Eiros in his Hakdama clears the Shaila that what happens if somebody says over a halacha in the name of somebody else but he doesn't quote him. So somebody says over Torah from the Chassam Sofer, but he doesn't say that the Chassam Sofer said it. Does the Chassam Sofer have Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever? Or does he not? And he wrote a beautiful tshuva. It's the Hakdama to the Shailas Tshuvas Banim Iris. And this is hundreds of years ago. And he said that, no. You can't take away a person's Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. You can't gander it. And if somebody would quote somebody else, it's automatic Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. At the time we spoke at that, the Chidon, the Shemach Doilam has an Arichas. And he says the biggest raya to this is the Rambam. Because the Rambam wrote Oyat Chazaka, and you can literally count on two hands the amount of times the Rambam quotes a Tana or an Amayra. The Rambam never quoted anybody. So why did the Rambam take away the Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever? Every time a person learned the Rambam, you'd be able to have the Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. So said the Chida, Vais does. You don't need to quote the person to have Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. Either way, that was a Chiddush in Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. This is also a Chiddush in Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. So this is the whole Torah Shleima to learn up the Sugya of Sif Sois of Doiv Vayis Bekever. But I saw in the Sefer Eira Yasha from Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak Hillman, who said that maybe a different akuda. He says it could be the reason he was upset that he didn't go himself was because we know the Gemara says Masechtas Erev and Daf Yugimel, and it's also Gemara Masechtas Krisus Davav, that there's an idea of a hoyu einecha royo isnes mayrecha. The Gemara Krisus is Omalei Rav Mesharshiyah Lebnei. Rav Mesharshiyah told his son that ki asvisu kamei rabchoin, when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, chazu lepumei de rabchoin. So you should look at his mouth. Shenema v'hoyu einecha Roya says Meiracha. So Rav Hillman said, maybe it's Meduyik, the Lashon of the Gemara. What did Rav Yehuda tell him? He said, because of your gaiva, gormalei lamar, deloitema shmaite mi pume. That's mamish the Lashon of the Gemara in Krisus Davav. Chazu lepume derabchai. So it's not that people aren't going to say over Torah in your name, this of Soyuz Dovayis Bechever. That's a very big chiddush that the Rashbam says. But he said, had you gone to Ula, you could have seen Ula's his facial expressions, the way he moved his pume and his hands, etc. And you'd be able to take in nuances that you don't get if you simply hear it in the name of Abaya, what Abaya is telling you. And he writes in Ora Yoshner Ubimokim Achar Herachti. So I assume it's probably in Krisus Davov. And Enochinami in Krisus Davov, he has a tremendous arichos. It's pages long. And he talks about this idea, the chashivos of Re'iya versus Shmir when it comes to understanding things. He says, maybe that's why you find by Edim, there's Alochem Mipiyam V'loim Mipiksovim, because it was important for Bezdin to see the Edim say Edos. It's not enough to read the Edos. It's not enough to know the punchline, to know the bottom line. They have to watch the Edim express it, because there's nuances and there's subtleties in the Torah Shabbat Peh that you don't get in the Torah Shabbat Ksav. And as a result, there's a concept Mipiyam V'loim Mipiksovim. He says, that's Pshav V'cholom Royim Esakoylus. But either way, maybe another understanding of why he would have been upset. But either way, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Ula came to Pumpadisa and Rav Yehuda was very curious. He wanted to know how Ula makes Avdala. It's so many different minhagim with drama. So how does Ula make Avdala? So he sent his son, go to Ula, bring him a Kolkola de Peri, and let's hear how he makes Avdala. Lameisa, his son, Rav Yitzchak, didn't go by himself. He was a shliach who made a shliach. And he sent Abaya instead. Abaya came back and he reported. He says, you want to know what Ula's Avdala is? He said, you better listen quickly. Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam, hamavdu min kodesh mechoil, v'su loy. Nothing else. Feit ha'gamara, how could that be? Meis fail. That's your kasha. Kol ha'brach is kulam. Every single bracha, poitzeach bebaruch, v'choysein bahem bebaruch. Every single bracha, a perfect bracha, starts Baruch atah Hashem, and it ends Baruch atah Hashem. So Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam, ashe yotzer sa adam mechachma, Baruch atah Hashem, so a perfect bracha starts with Baruch Atah Hashem and it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. However, you have to read the fine print. Chutz mi brachas mitzvahs, right? Every brachas on mitzvahs. Baruch Atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam al achilas matzah. It starts with Baruch, but it doesn't end with Baruch. Ubrachas ha'peiros. Baruch Atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam b'yir priya eitz. Ubracha hasmucha lechavrita. Or if you have a bracha that's next to another bracha. For example, Shmoyne Esrei. So how do the brachas of Shmoyne Esrei start? Atochoinein la'adam das. Slachlanu avinu kichatanu. It doesn't start with bracha, it ends with bracha. Ubracha achreina shabbi kriyishma. Additionally, the last bracha of kriyishma, sheyesh mehem poiseach bebaruch, of the aforementioned list, some start with baruch v'inchaisorot, but don't end with baruch. Which are those? Birchas ha-mitzvahs and birchas ha-peiris. V'yesh mehem shechaisin bebaruch v'inpoiseach bebaruch. And then there are those that end with baruch, and they don't start with bracha. Which are those? The other two on the list. The bracha smucha l'chavrita, it doesn't start with Baruch, it ends with Baruch. And the last Baruch of Krishma also ends with Baruch, Gal Yisrael, but it doesn't start with Baruch. It says the Braisno, and the Baruch HaToiv HaMetiv, Pesach Baruch V'Nechayzim Baruch. HaToiv HaMetiv, even though it's a Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavrita, however, it starts with Baruch and it doesn't end with Baruch. And the reason is, because even though the Baruch of HaToiv HaMetiv, that's the fourth Baruch of mentioning, even though it's a Baruch HaSmucha L'Chavrita, but it's different than the first three. Because the first three are the Raisno, HaToiv HaMetiv is only the Rabbanon, as a result of them. So what's the problem? Kashalula. It's a kashanula. Why? Because Avdallah is a regular bracha. And mean that it's a regular bracha, you would think it should start with Baruch and it should end with Baruch. So if that's the case, Ula said, Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam, amadu min kodesh l'chayil, l'chura, it's an ordinary bracha, so it should be peseach b'baruch, it should end with Baruch. Says the Gemara, Amalach Ula, Ula is going to tell you, Hanami ki birchas ha-mitzvahs damya. Havdallah is like birchas ha-mitzvahs. Interesting. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvahs, right? It's not a bracha on a mitzvah. Birchas ha-mitzvahs means eating matzahs, macha bracha of the matzah. Here, the bracha itself is the mitzvah, right? So, but his lashon is, it's kebirchas ha-mitzvahs damya. Why? Birchas ha-mitzvahs my time, mishum doidahi. What's the whole concept of the birchas ha-mitzvahs? It's hoidah. Hanami hoidahi. What does it mean? It's hoidah. Zok the Rashbam. Ve'em ba hefzik davar achar. The point is that birchas ha-mitzvahs, the reason it's one baruch and you don't need two baruchs, is because there's only one thing you're saying. The whole bracha is one point. You're giving Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asheket Ishanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu al achilas matzah. That's the whole bracha. So being that there's only one thing happening in the bracha, that's when you only make one bracha. Being that Havdalah, certainly the Havdalah of Ula, was a Mavdol ben Kodesh L'chayel, that's all it was. So if his Havdalah was a Mavdol ben Kodesh L'chayel, so for that reason, all you would have to make is one bracha. You're right, technically, theoretically, it doesn't fit any of the exceptions in the Braisa. But although it doesn't fit any of the specific exception, but as a binyanav, if you understand the exceptions, then you would understand why this would be an exception as well. Now, if you notice on the right side, there's a long toisvah, so there's tois, a lot going on here as far as the halachas of kol habrachas beseich bebaruch, achisim bebaruch, and the idea of bracha smucha lechavrita. We spoke about
a little bit of this raid not so long ago, Masechtas Brachos, we talked about Tefillas Aderech. Tefillas Aderech starts Yehi Ratzon, and it ends with a Baruch. So it's a classic example of a Bracha that's not Smucha L'Chavrita, yet it doesn't start with Baruch. It's Taisus Kasha, like Kain Nesham is another one of Taisus Kashas. Vadvar Matikin, and you know, we talk about these things when it's not Psachim Daf Kuv Dalet, so we almost don't have to talk about when it is Psachim Kuv Dalet, but just two light ha'aris related to today's daf, and that is, so the Gemara discussed how exactly you're supposed to be Chosim when you make Havdalah. And the Tanon talked about it, and then the Gemara said, Amiram discussed it as well. Rav said, Mikadosh Yisrael. Shmuel said, Hamavdol ben Kodesh L'chayim. The Gemara said, Layit alo Abaya. Vitem Rav Yosef. Abaya, some say Rav Yosef was Layit. He was Mekalo, literally. Ahod the Rav. If somebody follows Rav, and he's Chosim, his Avdolo, by saying Mekadosh Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, in the name of Rav Shua ben Chananya, was said, if someone does both, he's Yoytzer Rav and he's Yoytzer Shmuel, he's Chosim Mekadosh Yisrael and Hamavdu ben Kodesh L'chol, not only is it a good thing, but Marichin Lo Yom of Meshnoisav, but then in the same breath, Toich Dei Dibet, the Gemara says, Abba V'lesh Ilchaz Agavase. We don't pass me that way. The obvious question is that from all this drama, Layit Allah, Ba'i Vitim Rav Yosef, Ahod Rav, what's so bad if somebody's Chosim Avdolah and he says Mekadosh Yisrael? So Rabbi Lezer Moshe Horowitz in his Agoyis right here in the Gemara says Adov Niflo. He says because the Noitzrim, they used to celebrate their Yom HaKadosh, their holy day, on Sunday. It was a pagan holiday and then it became a Noitzri holiday. And Abaya felt, V'itayim Rav Yosef, that if somebody was making Avdolah and he didn't want to say Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chayel, it bothered him a little bit. Because maybe in his mind, doesn't think Sunday is really a Yom Chol. And that's why it was Layit Allah. That's what Lezer Moshe Horowitz said. He said that if you know the history, Yom Rishon was a holiday. It was considered a Yom of Kedusha. And when we are Mavdol ben Kodesh L'chol on Mitzvah Shabbos, what we're saying is that Shabbos is Kodesh and the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa is Chol, but we're also saying Sunday is Chol. We're also saying Sunday is not a Yom Kodesh. And Abaya felt that if somebody didn't want to say, he said Mekadosh Yisrael, it's a beautiful thing to say. But he's not saying Gamavdu Min Kodesh L'chol, and that's why it was Layit Allah Abaya Vitem Rav Yosef. And Rabbi Lezer Moshe said that could be a riot to this is, because the truth is the Gemara brought a Tana that said this. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Braisa that the Gemara brought also was Chosim Mekadosh Yisrael. Right, the Gemara said, how are you supposed to be Chosim? Tana Kama said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Soide Bereshis. Acherim said, Yoitze Bereshis. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mekadosh Yisrael. How come Abaya didn't have a problem with that? V'itamer of Yosef. It was only what Rav said. Why do you have a problem with it? Why do Yosef Yehuda think the Teretz is there were different Tkufas in Klal Yisrael? There were different Tkufas in Jewish history. And during Tkufas, where it wasn't a big deal, where it didn't necessarily mean anything, so then say Mekadosh Yisrael. It's not going to be a big deal. But it was Davka by V'itamer of Yosef. It was during this specific time. It was the people that were following Rav's minhag. This is where he had an issue with it. And he said, if somebody would do it, it's Layit Allah. Why? Because it may be the reason he doesn't want to say Hamavdu bin Kodesh L'chol is because he's insinuating that on some level Sunday is Chol. Right, the reason the Chachamim were masaking the bracha of Olam Alshinim was because they were having major issues with the Noitzrim. Right, we don't appreciate, but the early Noitzrim were Yidden and Haimisha Yidden, and they had infiltrated your mainstream Orthodox Judaism to a point where the Yidden was struggling to figure out. No one knew who's a Yid and who's a Noitzri. And it created a lot of problems. And there were people that were closet Noitzrim. And this was an Abaya, the Tamer of Yosef's mind, a little bit of a simen that maybe something's going on over here. And that's why he said, you have to make a declaration, Hamavdol. You have to make a declaration, Hamavdol Mekodesh L'chol. But there's another question. Why Mekodesh Yisrael? Hamavdol Mekodesh L'chol, that would seem to be the most reason. That's what Avdol is. You'd be Hamavdol Mekodesh L'chol. But why Mekodesh Yisrael? What's the pshat? The Ramami Pano, this is in a tshuva, it's not in the Asarim Amoris. It's in Shailos Tshuva's Ramami Pano, it's in Simon Yud Ches. So Ramami Pano says a Dov Niflo. He says, what's pshat Mekadosh Yisrael? He says, because you're making Avdalah. Avdalah in a way is sad, right? It's, you have Shabbos, it's Mekara Brocha, you have a Neshama Yesera, it's a Zman of Kedusha, it's a Zman of Kedushay Torah, of Kesa Torah, Kesa Malchus, Kesa Kahuna. Right, that's what Shabbos is. And now when Shabbos goes away, so we lose the Kedusha. And now you're jumping into the Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa. So said the Ramami Pano, you know what we say at the end of Avdalah? It's true, Shabbos is going away. And it's true we don't have Kedushas Hazman anymore. And it's true that we don't have a Neshama Yisera anymore. Oh, but Mekadosh Yisrael. but at the same time, Mekadesh Yisrael. And we remember that Yidin HaKadosh. Don't think that all of a sudden now you're jumping into a world of Chayal. You can't escape the Kedusha, because you're a Yid. And even if you don't have an Neshama Yisera, but you still have an Neshama. You still have a Tzelem Elikin. You still have a Chelek Elikam Yimal. And that's the Oistruk of Mekadesh Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael, that Enochinami, we're losing Shabbos. And we don't have the Kedusha Zazman. And we don't have that Toisefes Kedusha. That's all true. That's all something that we don't have. But at the same time, Mekadesh Yisrael. That's what the Ramah Mipan said. Second Aura. So the Gemara was discussing all the different Havdalas. Hapoichas lo yivchas mi gimel. Vamoisent lo yosef al zayin. And then Reb Shulman Levi said, Amavdo tzorech shni yoyme me'ein Havdalas amuris patar. I mean, it's not enough to just make up Havdalas. But these Havdalas have to be Havdalas amuris patar. And then the Gemara brought a Braisa. But the Gemara, after discussing the Braisa, what emerged is that there are seven Havdalas mentioned in the Braisa. Two of the seven were Kayhanim, Levi'im, v'Yisrael. The Gemara said, Trei mili ninu. These are two things. What does that mean? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Be'esahi, Hivdol Hashem Eshevet HaLevi. The Levi'im were separated from the Yidden. Be'esahi, that's after the Chet HaEgel, the beginning of Amidbar. It's mentioned a few times in the Torah that Hashem separated the Levi'im, but the Levi'im were Hivdol. Be'esahi, Hivdol Hashem Eshevet Levi. Ben Kayanim Levi'im, that's also a Pasuk. It's not in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, but it's in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph Perach of Gimel, B'nei Amram Maharen U'Moshe, Vayibod El-Aharen V'Akdisha Kodesh Kedoshim. So you find that concept of a Havdolah between the Levi'im and the Yisraelim, and you find the concept of a Havdolah between the Kayhanim and the Levi'im. The truth is, this Lashon of Havdalah is something that the Rambam, B'Lashonei Hazav, I mean, these Rambams are posher, beautiful, B'Lashonei Hazav expresses in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Aleph, introduces the Levi'im. Zera Levi, Kuloi Muvdol, La'Avodas HaMikdash. Shevet Levi was muvdal. They were separated. La'avodas hamikdash. Shenema be'esahi hivdol Hashem eshevet alevi. U'mitzvos asei liyas alevim pnuyim u'muchanim la'avodas hamikdash. V'chulu v'chulu. And a whole Shulchan Aruch, a whole Perek Gimel in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash of the Rambam, where the Rambam discusses the Levi. But how does he begin? He starts with Zera Levi kuloi muvdal la'avodas hamikdash. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halach Aleph. Hakoyhanim huvdalu miklal alevim la'avodas hakorbanos. Shenema vayubod alaharin la'kdisha Kodesh Kedosh, or mitzvahs asehi, lahavdol hakoyhanim, ulikatsham, ulachinam lekarbon, shenema vikidashtoi, ki eslechem elokecha hu makriv. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, when he talks about the Levi'im, says, Zera Levi kulei muvdol l'avodas hamikdash. He invokes the word havdalah. And in Perek Dalet, Halach Aleph, when he talks about the Kayhanim, does the same thing. Hakoyhanim huvdolu michlal alevi'im l'avodas hakarbonis. Umitzvahs asehi, lahavdol hakoyhanim ulikatsham. Havdalah, what's the makar psochim, daf kuftalon of an aleph? That the fact that the Levi has his role, and the fact that the Kohen has his role, it's not stam, this is your role. It's a Havdalah. It's a separation. There's a Mechitza Shel Barzel between Yisrael and Levi, and between Levi and Kohanim. It's a Havdalah. In order to appreciate in the hair what the Havdalah is, just think of the other Havdalahs. Hamavdo ben Kodesh L'Choyel, ben Or L'Choyshech, ben Yisrael L'Amim, ben Tomei L'Tohar, ben Mayim El Yoinim, that's in the Himmel, L'Mayim Atachtoinim, that's down here. That's the level in Echos of what the Havdalah is. And that's Lashonei Hazov Shnele Rambam. One of the most famous Rambams, if not the most famous Rambam in Yad Chazaka, is the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel. So the Rambam talks about the Levi'im and the tremendous Madrega of the Levi'im. And then he says, V'loyshe V'levi B'lvat. But this Madrega of the Levi'im is not exclusive to the Levi'im. Elo kol ish v'ish mikol boya oilam. But any person, any single human being, Ashenot Varucha Yoisai, the Hevino Midei, and he had this Nedivos Halev, he understands, he has the Seichel to realize what? Lehibadel, to separate himself. Lamui Lefnei Hashem, Lushorsay, Lavde Ledeus Hashem, Vaholach Yosha Kamosha Soalikin, Uporek Me Al Savari Al Khashbainas Arab, Mashabikshu Neyodim, Harezen is Kaddish, Kodesh Kadoshim, he becomes Kodesh Kadoshim, Vie Hashem Chelkoi, Venachalosoi, La Oilam, La Ome Elohim, Vieskoi by Lamaze, Dabra Maspakoi, he'll have whatever he needs on this world, Kamosha Zikal Kahanam Levim, just like the Torah took care of the Kahanam Levim, this person will have whatever he needs as well. Hare David Oimer, David Amelach said, Hashem and Oschelki, Vikois. At the time of Gerali. So this is the famous Rambam Beloy Sheva Levi Bulvan. But Toich Tvarov, Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Boye Oilam, Ashenot V'Ruchay Oysoy, V'Hevinu Midei Lehi Bodel,
He invokes the word Havdalah, because that's what a Levi is. A Levi is separated. It's Havdalah. It's Beinar L'Choshech. It's Bein Yisraelim L'Levian. And the Kohen is the same way. He's separated from Shevet Levi. That's what it means to be a Levi. So you're right. The Madrega of Levi is not exclusive to the Levim, says the Rambam. The Levim have this birthright, but at the same time, it's not exclusive to them. Any single person, kol ish v'ish mikol boya oilam. This is super inclusive. Incidentally, the Rambam didn't even only say Yisraelim. Kol ish v'ish mikol boya oilam. Ashenot v'rucha yoysen avinu midei lihibadol. He can include himself in this Havdalah. He can be part of what this Havdalah is. In fact, how did the Rambam feel Royce? Harei David oimer, Hashem enos chelki v'koysi atatoymech garoli. The Briskerov in Parshas, I think Chayesara, he talks about David HaMelech, that David HaMelech and that Mizmar, it's all this Madrega, the Madrega that the Rambam is referring to over here. And David HaMelech was from Sheva Yehuda. He wasn't from Sheva Levi. So you see that David HaMelech said Hashem and Aschalki, because he was like a Levi. What do you mean, how is he like a Levi? I thought it's only the Levium. The Teretz says any person that's Hevinu Mideo Lehibad Elamai, he's someone that can be included in that. So this Havdalah, between the Levim and the Yisraelim, this Havdalah between the Kehanim and the Levim is not exclusive to Levim and Kehanim. But rather, this is an idea that if somebody else wants to be part of this Havdalah, this is something that he would be able to do. The Chasam Sofer, in Teiras Moshe, in Parashas Baal Loischa. So the Pasuk says, Ve'etna es ha-Levim, I don't have the whole Pasuk in front of me, V'chulu mitoich b'nei Yisrael. But the Pasuk, it's in Parshas Baal Loischa, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yutes. It mentions Yisrael 5 times. So there's 5 times that Yisrael is mentioned in this Pasuk. And the question is why? Rashi says, to show the Chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, that they're mentioned 5 times, Kineged the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. A rice of Yisrael Chad, and this Chamishei Chumshei Torah, and that's why Klal Yisrael is mentioned 5 times in this Pasuk. But says the Heilige Chasam Sofer, V'yesh Loimar, I want to suggest a different reason. Maybe why Yisrael is mentioned 5 times in this pasuk. What's the pasuk? Ve'etnos ha-Levim. This is the pasuk that talks about the Levim. The Levim are separated. It's talking about the Havdalah of between Yisrael and the Levim. So says the Chasam Sofer, this chamisha mini Havdalah is in Kedushas. That really, even though the Gemara says, it doesn't quote our Gemara, but even though the Gemara says in Psach and Kuftal and Aleph, it's Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, what the Gemara referred to it as Trey Mili Ninu, it's 2, really it's 5, said the Chasam Sofer. Yisrael Me'am. Abdul Eschem in Amim Liosli, which is Yisrael Lo'amim, which was really the 3rd one mentioned in the Brisa. Beis, Shevet Levi. You have Shevet Levi. Gimel, Koyhanim Mitoicha Levim. Dalid, Koyin Godel Mibena Koyhan. Koyin Godel was also Muvdol. And that's also Havdalah, says the Chasam Sofer. Hey, and this is Oyla Gabi Kulon. This is the most Chashiv of them all. Yirei Hashem, Borchu Es Hashem. Hachashuvim Mikoyin Godel. Someone that's a Yirei Hashem. Someone that on his own separates himself. Someone that on his own says, I want to be different. I see what's going on in the world. You know what? I'm going to be different. Kifi Madre Gossi, I'm going to be mavdul myself from this world. I'm going to dedicate my ikar life to a higher calling, to something that's more important than what everybody else is busy with, and all those mishagasin. That is higher than the Madreig of the Kohen Gadol. And why is it higher? Ki hu bebchira v'yegia v'loi betol des mishpacha kikayhanim. Because what he achieved, he came with Bechira. And this is not something that he was born into. And as a result, if it comes with Bechira, obviously it's more Chashev. So it says the Chasam Sofer that even though we have Ben Yisrael Amim, and then we have Kohanim, Levim, the Yisraelim, which is really 3. Yisrael Amim is 1. And then within Yisrael, you have the Levim. Within the Levim, you have the Kohanim. But the Chasam Sofer says really this 5. This 5 Madregas. Yisrael Me'amim. You have the Levim from the Yisraelim. The Kohanim from the Levim. You have the Kohen Gadol from the Kohanim. And then Ha'oyla al Gabi Kulam is the Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hashem. They're even more Chashev than the Kohen Gadol because that comes with Bechira and that comes with Yegiyah. In other words, the Rambam's V'loi Sheva Levi Bilvad. If someone's not from Sheva Levi and he works on his own and he's not Varucha Yosef, Evinu Mideya Lehi Badel, this is something he comes to on his own, he's actually going to reach a higher Madrega than a Levi. Higher than a Kohen, even higher than the Kohen Gadol. The Chasam Sofer says in the Seder of the 5 Avdolos, that's the Spitz. That's the highest Madriga that a person can get. So you can start off being a kol ish v'ish mikol ba'yoylam, just an average person, just someone that's drengzich, kol ish v'ish mikol ba'yoylam, and you have the ability, every person does with his Bechira, to be not v'rucha yoysa v'vinu midei lehibad olam lefnei Hashem. But there's one other Chasam Sofer, just to end with, on the topic of Havdalah. And that is, Chacham Soifis says something very sharp. But for, you know, we speak out a lot of Chacham Soifis, Baruch Hashem, and it's very matin with the Torah of the Chacham Soifer, and I think it requires a little bit of a broader context in order to fully appreciate it. But the Pasuk says in the end of Parashat Shmini, at the very end of Parashat Shmini, L'havdol ben atomei ben ator, u'ben achaya hanacheles, u'ben achaya ashaloy seyocha. Says the Chacham Soifer, L'havdol ben atomei ben ator, ben umay sa'olam liyisrael. That's a havdola between the umay sa'olam and Klal Yisrael. The umay sa'olam atomei, and the yidin ator. U'ben achaya hanacheles, u'ben achaya ashaloy seyochel. Here's the sharfa part. Hainu ben Yisrael atzmon. That's within the yidin themselves. Kepirish Rashi betchilas ha-parasha hazois. Rashi said at the beginning of parashas Shmini, what is Chaya? Who is that referring to? So Pasha, it means a Chaya. Hainu Yisrael shechayim kulchem hayoy. It's a remez to Klal Yisrael. So the Chaya Necheles is referring to the Yid. Says the Chacham Soifer, there's two types of Chayas. There's two types of Yidin that are Chayas. You have a Chaya Necheles, and you have a Chaya she'ina Necheles. A Chaya Necheles is a Chaya that's eaten. Hainu, that's referring to a Yid, Hamarbitz Torah Beravim. Nikra Necheles, she'necheles l'acherim. Because he's someone that gives himself up for other people. He lets himself be eaten up. He lets himself be swallowed. That's what the Chacham Soifer said. L'havdol ben atomei uben hator, uben achaya hanacheles, uben achaya shaloi seyochel. The tomei and the tor, that's the yid and the not yid. Uben achaya hanacheles, uben achaya shaloi seyochel. That's referring to the chaya hanacheles, the yid that's nacheles. His Yiddishkeit is not only about himself, but rather he's looking to help other people, whether it's through Torah, whether it's through Chesed, but he's a Chaya, he's a Yid that's Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim, but it's something through being Mashpia to other people. He doesn't make it about himself. Uvein Achaya Shaloi Seyachal. That's also Avdol. There's a Havdalah between the Chaya and the Cheles and the Chaya Shaloi Seyachal. But I think that the emesis, it's all one and the same thing. Because this is not for now, and this is a much broader discussion. But really, if you drill down a little bit and understand what Shevet Levi's role was, Shevet Levi's role was really Yoyrim Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayraschal Yisrael. The role of the Levi was to put himself out there and to be there and to facilitate and to take care of Klal Yisrael. That's really what the role of the Levi was. The Levi was all about Yoyrim Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayraschal Yisrael. In fact, if you trace the origin to the Havdalah of Levi, it goes all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. We know Avram Avinu was Vanefesh HaShasa Echarim. He was being Mekarev Rechoikim. That's what Avram Avinu was doing. And the Rambam says in Perak Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah that he gave over that mission to his son Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. The Yaakov Avinu Lomad Banav Kulam, says the Rambam. Yaakov Avinu taught Torah to all his sons. But the Hivda Levi, but he separated Levi. Umineu Rosh. For Yeshiva be Yeshiva. What was his purpose? Lelamei Derech Hashem V'lishma Mitzvah Savram. That was his purpose. That was the tachas of Levi. The original Havdalah of Levi was Yoyrim Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayraschal LeYisrael. It was understood that the Yidden, when they were going to come into Eretz Yisrael, not everybody was going to be able to sit and learn, and there was going to be a Olam K'minhagei Hoylech. It was inevitable. There was no other way that it was going to be possible. So what did Hashem do? He took a Sheva Levi, and they were muvdal. What does it mean they were muvdal? They were separated from this world. And the reason they were separated from this world was so like this, they would be the ones that people could ask shailas to. And they would be the ones that spiritually would mentor the Yidden. And they would be out there to make sure that the Yidden spiritually don't lose focus. Because if they would be busy, Archim Melchama, and plowing and sowing and reaping, then they wouldn't have the ability to do this. It would have been impossible for them to do both. And that's why there had to be a concept of a Sheva Levi. But the real Avdol of Sheva Levi was to be a Chaya Nechels. This is classic Chacham Soifer. It's vintage. This is the Petuche Chosen. This is the Yahavri Echa Kamoy Chazek Kal Gadol Batayra. This is the Marav Doimel Malach Hashem Tzvokis Yivakish Tayra Mipiyu. That the Chacham Soifer always said over from the Afla that a Rav has to be Oymed like a Malach and he shouldn't be thinking about himself. He should be a Chaya. I think this brings it out so sharp, almost scary sharf, that there's a havdolo ben atomei or ben atar, and then even within the ones that are chayim kolchem ayoyim, there's a havdolo. There's a havdolo ben Yisrael la'amim, but just between a chaya necheles and a chaya she'en necheles. But just to be mesayim, so again, we're talking about the idea of havdolo, and when we make havdolo, we're not just mavdol, but apoyches lo yifches mishalish va'moysef lo yosef mizayin, and the word of Bryce of zayin havdolos, and within the zayin havdolos is koyhanim levim v'yisraelim, because there's a Levi that's muvdal from the rest of the Yidden, and then you have the Kehanim that are muvdal Mishar Alevin. But we spoke after the Chassam Sofer and Teres Moshe and Parshas Baloischo that really there's five Havdalahs. There's Yisrael, there's Levi, there's Kohen Gadol, and then there's the Oyla Al Kulon. Who's the Oyla Al Kulon? That's the Rambam and Sof Shmita V'Yoyvel. That's called Ish V'Ishmi, called Boy Oylam. It doesn't matter if you're a Kohen, if you're a Levi, if you're a Yisrael. It doesn't matter if you're a Ger Tzedek. It doesn't matter who you are. At the end of the day, call Ish V'Ishmi, called Boy Oylam. Asher not v'rucha yoysoy ve'evinu midei lehibadel. You could be mavdul yourself. What does it mean? He looks around and he sees that the world is gone crazy, and as a result, he wants to live a higher life. And I would imagine that Havdalahs are relative. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Yeah, the Rambam and Sof Shmita V'Yoyvel, and maybe the halachic ramifications of Betochin and etc. and the Shtadlus, that is maybe more technical. That's the Madrega of David HaMelech. It's a grace of Madrega, Hashem and Aschelki. But the concept of Havdalah, there's a spectrum, and it's something that everybody can relate to and everybody can appreciate, and it's something that a Yid has the ability to do. He could be Mavdal himself, and if a person's Mavdal himself, he becomes more Kaddish, and it changes his whole Metzias. Just like there's a difference between Yisrael and Amin, there's a difference between Oren Choshech, there's a difference between Yoyim HaShvil, Sheishas Yemei HaMasa. A person has the ability to be Mavdal himself from the world around him. He will see the world differently. He's going to experience life differently, obviously in a more elevated way. And like the Chassam Sofer says, from all the Havdalos, that Havdalah is the highest madrigal.